good evening. I'm Rick Dancer. Welcome to Get Real with Rick Dancer. It's good to have you on board. We're here live on Instagram, LinkedIn, YouTube, rickdancer.com. And over here, we're live on Instagram. So it's good to have you guys aboard. This is your show. This is the night when it's all about you, what you want to talk about. You set the agenda. You ask the questions. And I'll be trying to keep back and forth. So I got all of you going. Hi, Western Storm. So we have two sponsors for our show tonight. Chris Dental Family Dentistry, where everyone is welcome. Dr. Michael Bratlin happens to be running for the school board, but he's also a friend of mine and one of our biggest sponsors of the show. We'll be having a little bit from him in a little while on a little short break. And our other sponsor is Albert Taylor, Endless Possibilities. Hi, guys. How are you? Endless Possibilities and Albert Taylor is all about helping people with different abilities in our community. And they're always looking for employees and good people to have on there. So we need your involvement tonight. So that means you're going to have to make comments, ask questions on the comment section here on Facebook. And furthermore, if you're on one of our stations that doesn't allow comments, you might want to switch over to Facebook or go on my website, rickdancer.com. I don't think LinkedIn lets you put comments on here, but you know, we try to get it out to as many people as we can. So what's on your mind tonight? What is something you've been thinking about and wondering about? I read something today that I was thought was really super interesting. And I wanted to comment on that. I don't know why that does that sometimes. But here, there. Okay, now I got the comment section up. But I was reading this online. Hi, Tom. And it said, if your voice held no power, they wouldn't try to silence it. I thought that was really good. So if your voice wasn't powerful, then no one would try to silence it. And right now, don't you feel like the world is trying to silence the voices of us, of people? And I don't care what side of the political agenda you're on. I heard you moved to Montana. I'm hoping to move there too. Any advice? Western Storm. You got to look at what you want. Whenever you're moving somewhere or going to go do something, Kathy and I got really into looking at what it was that we wanted. What you can go on a thing called, places.com, I think it is. And they'll tell you everything from the politics of the area you're living in, how many people are there, the ethnic makeup of your community, the biggest employers, that kind of stuff. And you can go on. And then you got to figure out what side of the mountain, the continental divide you want to be on. We're on the east side because we wanted drier weather. So if you're looking at Kalispell, Missoula, you're going to have more central Oregon kind of weather. You come over here, it's more like eastern Oregon. But yeah, good luck. And if you, Western Storm, if you want to just send me an email, rick@rickdancer.com, and we can communicate that way to ask some questions. So what else are you guys thinking about? Do you feel like your voice is being silenced by people? That's amazing. Thank you so much. I was looking at Billings. Billings is farther east than me, biggest town. You can check it out, see if you like it. It's you know, really the center of everything. Hand pinky waving. Hi, Shelly. How are you? That's my niece-in-law. I guess that's what you are, right? Yeah, married to my nephew, so you're my niece-in-law. I don't know. That's just Shelly. I got back on TikTok today. I have been in jail because over there on TikTok, I tell you what, I was just talking about some of the issues we talk about on here. They're worse than Facebook and Instagram. They shut it down right in the middle of the broadcast. They shut me down. Unbelievable. Not being silenced, but being ignored. You know, it's interesting because I brought up something on TikTok and then I didn't completely finish it because I'm afraid to talk about it. But I had said, I think people are tired of the woke. All the woke stuff going on. And then these younger people come on and say, what's the definition of woke? You don't even know the definition of woke. Well, I looked it up and it's people who are concerned about social justice and that kind of thing. And I'm concerned about social justice. But I think what I get out of woke is people that are putting their ideas on it, to forcing their ideas on other people. And I think that's culturally what is going on right now. And it drives me crazy because, you know, I was talking to a gentleman yesterday and I'm going to have him on the show. He's very liberal and very nice man, very educated, was part of some of the biggest freedom movements in California back in the 60s. And so then I asked, well, what do you think of what's going on here now, right now? And he said, what do you mean? I said, you know, like the masks and what we were told and that kind of thing. Oh, that's completely different. Well, it's not completely different. I mean, I think people don't understand what freedom means. I watched an interview recently with a journalism professor at a college, and she was trying to shut up people who had different ideas than her students and telling them they couldn't speak. Someone said, isn't that freedom of speech? And she said, no, it's not. Well, it is. So, and to have free speech, I mean, and then the whole hate thing comes in. Because then people say, well, that's hate speech. Well, who gets to determine that? The Supreme Court has, and there's rules, but everybody wants to call everything hate speech. If I say I've been called racist, homophobic, transphobic, because I simply am offering my opinions on some of the stuff that's going on. Speaking of the trans movement, I would love to know what your thoughts are on the Bud Light commercial. Has that changed you any? Western Storm says, it feels like I have a different opinion from others and is entirely unacceptable. Debating is seemingly dead and people are quick to go to personal insults. That's all they do. They go right for the personal insults because they don't want to talk about it. For years, school boards have facilitated the biased agenda. Parents are fired up and running for change. Any advice to candidates and their supporters? I tell the truth. You know what I think? I think people want the truth. Fox News, admittedly, they were lying about stolen election. I've been called all those things too. Here's the thing. I think people are starving for the truth. So if you tell the truth as you see it, and you know, there's I was listening to Jordan Peterson this morning, and there's misinformation and there's disinformation. Misinformation is, on Monday, I may see something and think, okay, this is what it is. And then on Friday, I learn something new, which is part of living and education, and that changes. That's misinformation. Disinformation is when you're purposely putting out wrong information. And the social media, they get it wrong all the time. They're always saying, you're giving out misinformation. Well, it's not. Hi, Monroe. Hi, Sharon. That's not the same thing. But yeah, it is frustrating because you feel like, you're up, you're running against a tide, you know, you're pushing against something and nothing's moving. And it's very frustrating. And I, you know, yesterday, I think, I normally do like a little Monday show and I just couldn't because I was not in the frame of mind to be on here talking about anything because I'm so fired up about everything going on in the world. And did you guys ever, like me, you wonder, can't you see this? I mean, do you not see this? Like, why don't you see the hypocrisy? I don't understand. You conveniently forget things that happen. And I think, you know, somebody asked me the other day, why do you always harp on the dark time? And I said, because if we don't learn from what happened and the mistakes that were made, we're going to make them again. And that scares the hell out of me because that was the worst thing, I think, for our society in a long time is the response to all of that. And I'm being kind of careful here. 231 join. I quit purchasing Budweiser. Why are they targeting our youth? And why are they forcing us to accept men are women? Yeah, I don't know, Lynn. Well, they're not forcing anyone. You don't have to because I certainly am not. Most of us have the same end goal, but argue over the process. And it seems like social issues become political immediately. I don't know. Okay, here's the thing, Western Storm. I don't know that we have the same end goal. I don't know. What is your end goal? What for you personally, those of you watching, what is it that you want to see? I would love to know what that is for you. How do people ignore Biden's fan? I don't know, Tom. I do not understand that at all. That is total denial. And I've been concerned about what's been happening in Israel and wondering why the mainstream media doesn't seem to be reporting on it. The mainstream media is only reporting on the things that come over the wire for them. And there's obviously some kind of agenda set. And I just... Do any of you, I don't know, How many of you guys are faith-based people? I was reading stuff in the Bible this morning. I wrote a little blog about it. But I read in that I've been reading where people can be blinded and God does it. Hey, Ramsdale, Rick, I've noticed a scripture which I never understood clearly. Now there will be those who will not have ears to hear and eyes to not see. Annie, you're talking exactly about what I was talking about. I was reading that same thing earlier. People can be blinded by God, and maybe culture is just blinded by him. And this is the direction we're going. I don't know. Billings, Montana paid to ship a homeless man to a Portland. I saw that. I saw that online. But cities have been doing that forever. I definitely am. I was reading that verse today. So seriously, you're reading the same verse? Yeah, so maybe that's kind of where this is going. Hi, Josh. How you doing, buddy? So what do we do? What do we do as people? Well, I think you have to stand firm in what you believe to be the truth. You know, you really do. And it's hard because I was listening to Peterson today. And Jordan Peterson was saying, of the cost of standing up. And yeah, I've lost clients. I've lost some business. And it wasn't that people, this is the sad part. It wasn't that people didn't believe what I was believe or weren't supporting of what I was talking about. It was because they got so much flack from others, and I had one client for a while, and the businesses that he leased to, the idea was to have them, they were going to be, coming in and they would be, we'd promote them. Well, none of them wanted to be promoted on my show because they don't believe what I believe. And when did that become such a thing? I'm reading that verse today. You know what I mean? That becomes your judgment of people is what their political beliefs are. So for me, it's just made it stronger. My wife and I are going to trudge along, and we're going to do the things that we believe to be the right things to do. And if we're wrong, God will show us, and then that we can change that. But I mean, I get hassled a lot, and I don't like it. It's not like I want to be the target of people's angst. Exactly, Annie. Jesus said they hated me before they hated you. We're looking at goodness being persecuted. Because have you noticed what used to be good is now bad, and what used to be bad is now considered good by culture? I'm a follower of Christ. I don't know that I'm a very good Christian because I don't buy into the institution very much. And I'm just telling you, I know that's another controversial thing. I'm a huge fan of Jordan Peterson. So if you guys want to get some really good information, go look up Jordan Peterson. It's crazy how people change when things go against their opinion. It is. We have a 3 homeless camps in Cottage Grove now. I thought that Tina ran. Well, the problem is, Jerry, when you allow that to happen in Eugene, it spills over. It's coming into Springfield. It's going into Coburg, going down to Cottage Grove, Cresswell, because they don't have the guts to stand up and say enough is enough. Less fear generates more of the same. People are afraid of being wrong. Oh, nice. They've been duped and it's hard to swallow. Oh, yeah. That paradigm feeds the denial and blindness you mentioned. Oh, Les, you get ding, 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 ding. That's Les. This is the answer. Les, thank you. I have been looking for this. So fear is what caused all of this, really. And they played on fear. So Les is saying, here's the fear. Hold on. So the fear, people are afraid to be wrong. I mean, we all are. None of us want to be wrong about something, but they're afraid to be wrong and it paralyzes them. So they've been duped and now it's hard to swallow because there's enough information coming out. I'm going to be very careful here that you could do your own research and find out your own answers. But then when that becomes a thing, then they're not looking for it. People are getting shipping down the Cottage Grove from Eugene. Thessalonians talks about man of lawlessness. Talks about God sending a delusion upon people. Would you agree that just maybe this is happening now? Marion, I've I forgot about that. Yeah, I think that could be happening. I mean, something's going on. And it's not just, this is not in the natural realm. I mean, it's just, do you ever sit down and think, this is the craziest thing I have ever seen in my life? And there are days, even here in Townsend, Montana, I just want to go home and shut my door. And I want to turn off all this. And I just don't want to do it anymore. I mean, but this is my job, but I don't want to play. What is it? It's all so gross and demented and lies. And it's, if people would or could read the Bible, it tells you a man. I'm just not going to repeat some of those because that's going to get me knocked off here. You can write it. That's fine. We should let God deal with all of our concerns. It's a challenge, though. Daniel, it really is, because you don't know when to stop and when to jump in. My son is a huge fan of Jordan Peterson. One of his teachers wanted to take them and see him speak, but the school district wouldn't approve the field trip. I get to go to Kathy and I are going to a Jordan Peterson conference with Dave Ramsey and a bunch of other people on leadership in Nashville later this summer. They tested how obedient we would be under the mandates. 50% of America complied, and you know what? That it was coming. I totally agree with you, Annie. Trust the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understandings. Western Storm, that is good information, and I do take that to heart today. You have to have thick skin to be in social media anymore. Yeah, I thought you had to have thick skin to run for public office. That was a breeze compared to this. And no one wants to ask questions. If you ask a question, it's so scary sometimes, but I feel comfort in that verse. Yeah, you kind of wonder where we're going with all this, don't you? I mean, where does this continue? Okay, so stay there for just a second. I'm going to run an ad for us, and you folks over there on Instagram are going to hear it.
I really don't care what people think. And so there's consequences. And maybe one day I'll say something that gets my license taken away or something, because I've been anti-masked, anti-COVID vaccinations. And I want real science. And I look at data, and I looked at data from the get-go and stuff. The worst thing they could ever do is just take away my license, and so be it. I'll do something else. I don't care. I'm not going to let people control my thought. And as a doctor, we should all sit there and question things. We should be allowed to question things. And sometimes I might be wrong, but I should have the ability to question things and verbalize that.
So for you guys, that's Dr. Michael Bratlin with Chris Dental, one of our sponsors. He's a really gutsy guy, running for the 4J school board. If you guys are looking for change and you're living in Eugene, go down to his office. It's Chris Dental Family Dentistry over by Oakway Center. Get a sign, put it out in your yard, and get somebody elected on your school board that's going to have more of a brain. But he makes a good point. We should be asking questions. Why can't we ask questions? Why does social media stop us from asking questions? Why does culture not want our questions? What are they afraid of? And I think it's true, is that if they're trying to silence us and keep us quiet, there's something we believe that they don't want us to believe. That's just how it works. And I am so tired of living in a place where we can't even ask a question. I feel so much more free here in Montana than I ever was in Oregon for the last 2-3 years, because they want a society that will comply. I am not going to comply. I'm not complying. I shouldn't have to comply. I'm a human being who was born with the right to ask questions, to live in a place, to be free, to say whatever I want, even if it's wrong. Even if I'm wrong, I have the right to say that. I don't have the right to be mean to people, but neither do they. And it doesn't stop them from coming on and calling us all kinds of names and stuff, and me all kinds of stuff, calling me homophobe. I'm not a homophobe, a transphobe. I'm not a transphobe. and they come on and call me names. So that's hate speech. And yet if I say anything, I can get pulled off this medium so fast, your head will spin. And mine's hate speech and theirs isn't. Well, that's horse crap. That's just not even right. And I'm done with that. I'm not going to do it anymore. I'm not going to comply to it. That's our forefathers did not come here and create a constitution so that we would be living like this, like we live in China right now. This is like living in Russia. Not that I ever have, but when seriously, when I'm shut down on TikTok for bringing up stuff like this, it's crazy. I can't say a woman is right. I can't talk about the difference between a man and a woman. And I mean, that's basic biology. And if I do that, if I bring it up or even ask a question, all they do, they don't want to debate it. They don't want to talk about it. They don't want to sit and think about it because then they'd have to really realize that they are wrong. But they won't even go there. And instead, they just call you a name. And what does that remind you of? Like middle school? Junior high, immature kids, little people that spoil brats. And what needs to happen is instead of calling people, you're just a right winger or you're like a conservative. There are even terms I don't even care. You know, it's like that's the problem, I think, after a while for them, culturally speaking. And there's is that there, it doesn't affect you anymore. If you get to a place where you've been called it so many times, it's like crying wolf and it doesn't really affect you anymore. I don't get my feelings hurt anymore. I'm frustrated, yeah. And do I understand it? No, I do not understand it at all. Because it's narrow-minded, it is hateful, it's all the things that it's intolerant, it's all the things that they profess to be. And here's the funny thing. I was never like this. I mean, I've always been pretty middle of the road, and now I'm not, because I've been forced to find the truth. And I don't think the truth is in the Republican Party, not even close. And it's not even, there's not even a whiff of it in the Democrat Party. The truth will set you free. And I don't think they want us to be free. And that's the whole thing. We came to this land. Our forefathers came to this land to worship freely, to speak freely, to have their country. And now we've got a bunch of people who are willing to give that up so someone can take care of them, so they can control us and then have everybody comply. They don't want free thinkers in this country anymore. It's sad and scary. Honestly, it is. But the problem is there's still too many of us out here who do think for ourselves. I had a guy, and I was talking to him yesterday. He says, well, here's Rick, there's two things we can agree on. Big corporations should not be funding elections, and we need more gun control. And I said, well, actually, there's one thing we can agree on. I will agree with you. We need big companies, big corporations, George Soros, and all those kind of things out of the elections. But the Supreme Court won't allow it because it's free speech. So until they change their mind, that's how it's going to be. Montana has become the first U.S. state to pass legislation banning TikTok on personal devices. TikTok, which is owned by a Chinese company. I know that. That just happened this week. It's not going to do a lot right away, but the hope is that Congress will see that and other states will follow suit. Many of us have been forced to decide things that we never worried about. Bobby, exactly. I hang my flag upside down on my property. I have had folks come by complaining, and I tell them it means our country's in distress. So then we can have a good discussion. So Annie, is that what you're supposed to do when the country's in distress, is hang your flag upside down? Because if that's a rule, I'll look it up. But if you know, I would do that. I think our country's in great distress. Just listen to those speaking at the WEF. Those people are just infuriating also. What I think is bad, I was sitting in the sauna today, and this guy, you know, in his 40s or something, he says, I don't even listen to it anymore. And I get that. I understand disconnecting is important at certain times and points, you know. But I think what bothers me about that is also, I think that's part of the plan, is that they can get us so frustrated, we'll just let down and then do what we did for the last 30 or 40 years. And then that's how this whole stuff takes control. I mean, I think the best thing to me is just to keep doing this, to speak out. And I don't like calling people names, but you have to identify them. And it's the progressive movement that's making this all go like the direction that it's going. And I would be fine talking to somebody, but why can't we just have a conversation? And why can't I state my ideas, allow you to state your ideas without somebody calling the other person a name? And there's, you know, civil debate is no longer an option, and it needs to become an option again. Okay, here's one more. Our other sponsor, these people are so wonderful. I hope you guys can hear it over there. It's Alvord Taylor, and they work with...
One of the biggest things for people that I have supported, one of their complaints has always been, why do they talk to me like I'm a baby? Why can't they talk to me like they're talking to you? And they're absolutely right. They're very smart. The people we support are very intelligent. And so when you talk to them as if you're talking to a small child, it's offensive. And so, yeah, I think educational videos, you know, bringing that here to show everybody would help. They know that they're not perfect. They know that they're special. That's what some of them say to me, at least, that they know they're special because they don't really like to refer to themselves as having disabilities. They like to say they're special. And so they know this, they're aware of that. They don't want the community to throw that back at them because it's perceived negatively when that happens. So having that education to understand that they're just like you and I.
Again, that's Alvord Taylor, Endless Possibilities. If you're looking for a new career or something to do that would brighten your life and also help people, they're a wonderful organization over in Springfield, servicing people in Eugene, Springfield, and the whole area. And they're awesome people. And there's another thing right there. You know, maybe we could learn something from people with different abilities. You know, they put up with teasing and people being mean to them all the time. And they know how to handle it. So again, our comment for the day was, if your voice held no power, they wouldn't try to silence it. And I think you need to remember that. We all need to remember that fact. Take this, share it on your page so other people see that it is okay to have this conversation. It's more than okay. It's needed. We need to be talking about this stuff. So tomorrow night, I have an interesting show coming up. I've got a group, they work with veterans, and they take them single track mountain biking. And it's all to help them get their lives back together again. And it's pretty amazing program. And then on Thursday, Jay Browning, a logger from Astoria, Oregon, is going to come on and talk about a program that's coming up, put out by the state, that's going to absolutely devastate not just the timber industries, but our communities. It's a terrible bill. It's not even a bill. It's actually happening. It's a program. And he'll explain more about that on Thursday. But if it will not just put loggers out of work, it's going to destroy communities because it's going to make it so difficult. And it's already difficult to get state timber. And, you know, we keep talking and people keep saying how we need affordable housing and our leaders talk about affordable housing. Where the hell are you going to get logs? Will you import them from overseas when we have them right here, just like you do our energy? Well, you better get involved, people, because this stuff is changing. And if we want something to represent and even look like Oregon of the past and with a future, we need to get involved in this stuff. And the people who are spouting off their bad information, their disinformation, not misinformation, their disinformation about this stuff, they need to be held accountable for this stuff. So that'll be on Thursday, and we'll have that. All right. Well, good. Well, thank you for all your comments and questions. That was super fun. And I feel better. I feel like I got a little Jesus and a little good culture comments and that kind of thing. And I do appreciate that. And again, you guys, if you're looking for a new dentist, Chris Dental Family Dentistry, find him. These are our sponsors, and that's how we do what we do. They are our financiers. So you can support them, and that helps us. And also Alvord Taylor. talk about them, let people know what they're doing. Call your legislators. Yeah. And Thursday after you hear that, you'll know exactly who to call. All right. Have a good night. All right, you guys, we'll see you folks over there on Instagram. I'm going to hit that button and in now, and then on you guys. Have a good night. I'll see you later. Bye.